You know, it's incredibly rewarding to be a small business owner. Yeah, God, it is. Because, you know, when I get my podcasting shoes custom made by the finest slipperies in all of Los Angeles, and those slipper bills just keep mounting, I just think to myself, you're doing it for the people, Henry. You're doing it for the people. And I'm passionate about my work, and I have a lot on the line. So let Verizon help champion your small business dream. Whether you own a small business, or scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Remember, there's no such thing as small businesses, only small people. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to Verizon.com/small business.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
This is one of those things where people want to ask, like, what's the most difficult part of your day, Henry?
Yeah. Right?
Like, how hard is it to be
you? Who wants
you?
To ask that?
Everybody. All the reporters.
Who has ever asked that?
There's these reporters outside of my home. But like, all of these people coming to me, Henry, what's incredibly difficult about your day? Civ 6 is one of those things that is difficult to do. It's a whole other side life. It's all other side. Like, it's a job that I have. When I leave here, when you don't see me,
yeah,
the responsibility I have to my armies. Inside of, I don't even have my headphones
but
on.
But isn't even one of those games where you don't even play as the characters, you just dictate to the characters what to do?
Do you have an idea how difficult it is to be the general of everyone?
Yeah, but I
don't. Coming for me, questions. How do we run production?
But even by video game standards, it's easy to play.
It is not. It's actually very difficult.
No, I know it's difficult. I know the strategy, but I'm saying physically? It's the least physical video game that you can play, and games aren't even physical.
What do you mean?
You don't even do this. I'm looking at my little PlayStation fingers.
So you're trying to tell me that you're Madden. You're saying that you're Madden.
My Madden is more athletic than your Civ.
Okay. You know what? I try not to ever give you an inch, ever.
It is true.
But I am starting, yes, okay.
It is true.
I can
true.
See how, I have seen you play, because like, to be honest, it is kind of nice because you do need the movement. Right, it helps you get some cardio.
I'm gonna get a home gym. I was just googling them. That's the first step.
Is that the guy from Big Bang Theory? Is he gonna show up at your house and he's gonna fucking suck your dick until you lose weight?
JIM.
But I can see. Yes, I've seen you work up a sweat playing Madden. I don't know if it's good or bad. I feel like you should check the heat in your home.
That was pandemic.
But Steve Seeks is different because when I'm out again, we were talking about right before we started recording with Fernando about how like I just can't sleep after I play because I get so wound up.
You get wound up.
So now I've been playing Wilder Myth, which is a new RPG game because I like XCOM because it's a fantasy version of XCOM. They're not paying us any money.
No, they're not.
It's years old.
This is also not Holden McNeely's show where we talk about video games that make us fatter.
I can make it Holden McNeely's show. You ready?
Oh, God.
Henry, why am I so big? Henry, is my shirt getting small? Like, he did say that to me. He's like, I must have shrunk all my clothes in the laundry machine. I was just been like, I don't know, man.
All right, welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Yeah, you got one of our oldest friends.
Woo.
Again, 25 years of friendship, and it just seems if you only read the dialogue of what you say about him.
I hate him.
Yeah.
But it's not true. It's because, again, you only roast the ones you love, unless you're paid for by Viacom.
Absolutely. All right, everyone. Well, we have a small update here. What to start with? Do we want to start now? Honestly, this is, I mean, that's kind of a hard segue into Idaho.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, this is, so it's tragic. Everyone, we all know it. It's horrible.
I'm getting in a lot of messages from people that are within the town. It is pronounced Moscow.
I did not realize that. I thought it was Moscow.
We all did.
This is very difficult. Maybe put an umlaut over the O.
No,
Moscow.
I think that would be Moscow.
Moscow.
But the people that I've received messages from, everybody is obviously still very frightened about what happened, and there is a lot of rumors swirling around, which is why you have to be very responsible.
You do.
And how we present this information,
because we are fourth hand reporters. So we can't mess this up.
That's
if
the best
we
part.
Mess this
I,
up,
I don't know.
We're screwed.
I mean, because that's the very fabric of America is the fourth person away from anything that matters.
Technically, we're the ones, we get the word out the most. So we have to be careful. But speaking of hands, there was a handprint that has been going around making news. It was on the door window or the glass there of a door, I believe. And there was some speculation that could be from the suspect.
What we talked a little bit before the show is that right now that's still sort of like a nothing burger. We're not quite certain where that what that's leading to yet. We do know that they have eliminated a lot of suspects because there was a guy that was called the hoodie guy. That was a guy that was near the truck. They went to a food truck. So two of the victims went to a food truck after hanging out at a bar all night.
At 1:40 in the morning.
Some hoodie guy was there making wisecracks, right? So people didn't know if it was him. He's been exonerated. There was another dude that one of the victims was said to have a stalker, but they think it was just some guy that saw her in an ice cream store, walked in and was like, so you get ice cream a lot? And then he like walked away because that's what she said eventually. She doesn't know. So whether or not there's a stalker or not, that's another one we don't know.
It's scary, dude.
We have no clue, but they're saying the handprint. One thing that might have been leaked, again, we have no fucking clue.
No
this is
idea.
About the four murders, again, the four murders that happened of these innocent...
In the University of Idaho, horrible. Ethan Chapin, Zaina Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Goncalves.
But they're also saying that it might lead towards a speculation that the murders were targeted. Because that's what they're trying to figure out now. Was it targeted? Was it a burglary gone wrong? But nothing was taken, so that doesn't really seem necessarily like it makes sense. But
then, of course, we have the two people that were on the bottom floor that were not harmed. So
and they've also been exonerated.
Yes. They have crossed their T's and dotted their I's. The
it
dog
did nothing.
Has been exonerated.
Unfortunately, because
well.
I can also see Wendy watching me get murdered.
I do know, yes, of course, and then she'd be like, can't wait to eat him, that'd be good. But I can only imagine how horrified everybody is there, so truly our hearts are with you guys, and we hope that you stay safe, lock your doors, and more sleepovers. This is a good time to have more sleepovers with friends.
Yeah, I just see your dirty little thoughts.
Why?
Because this is all about, because that's what I would do.
No, like, sleepovers.
This is the time, if you're a player right now, if you're one of those players, they still use that word?
Player.
If you're a player guy, you're a bit of a playboy, if you're a ladabout, you go down to the University of Idaho.
College kids, you know how they are. They're all horned up, full of semen.
This is the time being like, you know, things are scary out there right now, Benjamin, right? It's just fucking, it's scary. I know that you're the only woman
Trevor.
Named Benjamin I know.
Yeah, I know. Right. I'm pretty hot. You know, I'm a man, right?
Yeah, Trevor. It's college. But listen, why don't you come over, right? Because it's so scary. And honestly,
make some popcorn?
Yeah, we'll make some popcorn. I got a whole batch of fresh condoms. Honestly, it's all just really about being safe. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's about being safe.
Well, there you go.
We can hold each other in the night.
Absolutely. Can't wait to do that with you, Mr. Trevor. I'm sure everything will be absolutely
fantastic.
I'm a bit
of a gadabout.
I know you
are. I'm a ladabout town.
Your reputation precedes you.
People, you know, listen, there's some... Mm-hmm. I travel my way around the panty world.
I know that you do. You are full of STDs.
Now, there's also an update we got. Again, why I love our listeners is because he's so smart.
They're smart.
He's so smart. Yeah. Is he like... me?
Oh, Forrest.
No. But you're so smart. We asked a question
last week. Again, that movie, you know, I love Forrest, but I think Jenny really needed to treat him better.
She was a predator.
I talk about it. I know.
She was a predator. He was a mentally disabled man, and she milked him for his cum.
Isn't
and then she
sad?
stole his cum from a veteran.
Are we talking
also
about,
a veteran.
Are we talking about Holden again? All right.
Okay, so you guys are so smart. You're so smart. You said we asked a question last week. Why don't we just shoot nuclear waste into space?
Into space.
And apparently it is, number one, basically technologically impossible.
Great.
Anything that you send into space is a loop, right? It goes into sort of like what they call, what is that? When planets go.
It goes into orbit. Yes. Right? Like the gum.
I'm so glad orbits. I'm explaining this. So you could send things out, right?
Right.
But the thing is that you have to beat the sun's gravity, which actually very difficult because it's very difficult. Anything that you send even to lower space or even just outside
Race
of lower space.
Time.
Yeah. Yes. Slowly but surely could come back to Earth. Right. It can melt in the atmosphere. That's number one, because I also found out that it's 97% of nuclear waste is manageable. Right. This all comes from this video. These guys are called, I can't pronounce the name of the YouTube video that I saw that was sent to me by you guys. And it's called like Kurzakazat. Kurzakazat.
I love Kurzakazat. As a matter of fact, he's a new exchange student there at the University of Idaho. And I heard he's got a huge Russian dong.
Go have sex with him.
He calls it a Sputnik.
He's making compromise.
Yes.
So that's one thing, right?
One thing.
It can come back and it'll land. So, all right. So 97% of nuclear waste is manageable.
Great.
And manageable-ish, right? We
Fantastic.
Take it, we bury it underground, we melt it into a bunch of glass and concrete, and we hide it.
Put
right?
a nipple on it.
But there's 3% that's extremely dangerous.
Right.
That we don't know what to do with. And every single country has got a pile of it. Apparently, there's something like 100,000 tons of this very, very dangerous nuclear waste just sitting around.
Well, that's good.
And so most governments currently are on the kids will figure it out.
Kids will figure it
out. They are just kind of rolling the dice, figuring out those Zoomers, they love TikTok. They'll figure out nuclear waste.
Absolutely. It's only 3%. Why wouldn't they?
It will get it done. But this is the thing. So we send it out like so one layer of space.
As a matter of fact,
I
think they might be putting in this Rockstar energy drink.
Is that why you got well so fast?
I mean, it did take me about 10 days.
Yeah, you were sick.
And I gave it to my little brother.
Fuck yeah. Got him. That's what he deserves.
It follows.
But you had sex with him.
No, I did not, and that's disgusting. And please, God, keep it out of your mouth. Okay.
So the loop, so you try to make a bigger loop, right? You try to go, like, you know, maybe we'll fire it into the sun. It's actually very difficult to fire something into the sun.
I believe that to be true, yeah.
Because me too, I just thought, fucking shoot it into the sun.
Shoot it into the sun. You know, I say let's maybe not try to shoot many things into the sun.
But you
leave
this,
the sun
right?
alone. It's only got a couple more billion years left.
Yeah, honestly, let it live.
And once it goes, we're done.
Eat, shine, love.
I watched one of these little videos. They said, what if Saturn was gone and then we just get hit by a bunch of asteroids? Because apparently the asteroids get sucked up into Saturn's
butt.
But
also, the moon is the reason why. That's why they get all upset.
Apparently
about
all
the
moon. Of them are pretty important.
Everything is pretty cruche.
Yeah.
At this juncture.
I guess. I was like, who cares about that Saturn? It's a shitty car. And then it turns out it's helping us not have been bombarded by comets.
And this is called growth.
Yeah.
We're learning every day and we're learning all about it because most of the times we just see planets as a thing that you go sell pizza out of and then you have sex with children in the basement of. But it's nice now that we know that these are actually celestial bodies that are outside of our realm and they're protecting us.
Right,
like they're
Washington
older brothers.
Absolutely.
And so that's one thing, right? So it's very difficult just to get it out there. It's also apparently it's very expensive.
We don't have that money, huh?
No. Would you feel like if we all pulled our money together, right? Like, because
you think this should be on us? Maybe a swear jar for the government. Every time a government official swears, they put a dollar in the jar.
Yes. Every single time they stick their finger up like a child that they cloned.
You put a dollar in the jar.
Put a dollar in the jar.
Mr. Graham, did you put the dollar in the jar?
Let me smell that finger, Prince Andrew.
Oh, God.
So again, very expensive. We don't want to spend the money. And then apparently they don't want to set up the precedent of shooting things at the moon. Apparently that's also like no one wants to normalize it.
I understand
because
completely.
Because once we're in the normalizing it, like, then everybody's going to want to shoot shit at the moon. I'll want to.
Well, look what happened when they started to allow dunking in basketball and how out of hand it's gotten.
It's a distraction from my favorite part of the game, which is the dribbling.
The layup. The WNBA, you're going to enjoy that. If you don't like dunks and you like dribbling, you're going to like the W for winning basketball. Nuclear energy, why don't we do that? We could have energy independence. Let's talk about it.
We're just saying it's difficult. Yes, and then the last thing is that rockets tend to explode. And then if you shoot them up and if anything goes wrong with the rocket, it's just going to spray everything with nuclear waste.
All right. Well, there we go. We'll just keep it right here on Earth. Well, let's move back to, let's take it to Earth, shall we? And let's take it to food. Because, Henry, this story, I think this is a warning for you.
Me?
You like exotic.
I'm invincible. I'm
like,
Teflon.
You're really not. But you like exotic foods.
Mm.
And you also hate all of the foods that you eat. You have a you believe I'm the top of the food chain. It's a little man's disease.
I believe that it is within our rights, respectively, yes, as the apex predator of the planet Earth, to choose amongst the cornucopia of other lives, uh-huh, of we can eat them.
You're a regular
because
old.
Because we made the phone. All right, we made the phone.
We didn't
right,
do anything.
When the squid, well, I did nothing.
Yeah,
but if the squids can figure it out, I'll use a fucking phone, and even they can even
could,
use
I
a
bet
phone.
They could. I bet you they could over time. They can put blocks in the proper hole, which people think is pretty cool. Liver King.
Okay.
But anyway, all right. That's a whole nother thing. But
now Liver King is this story.
You're upset about Liver King?
No,
he's
I
on
love
steroids.
It. No, fuck him. Fuck that piece of shit. It's so funny. Well, because
he's a 5'5" man.
Well, yes, he is.
You're actually taller than him.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
No, and I know. Because it's like,
but that's
right,
why everyone knew he was on steroids.
Well, everybody knew that Liver King was on steroids. The problem with Liver King. So for those of you that don't know, I brought this up on a show a little while ago. People have been obsessed with the social media account, the Liver King. It's a guy that he sells a bunch of supplements.
All he
lives with
organs.
His hostage family.
No,
right?
They're not. To be honest, his family seems to be pretty happy.
Lightly brainwashed, but loving the money.
Yes, I think so. He calls people that eat normal food primals.
Well,
which I didn't think that was bad.
No, it's the opposite. Primals is good.
I don't think it is.
No, it is good.
He called a bunch of people primals and he seemed to be calling them mean things.
Primals are good. He's saying mean things because he's one of those guys where he says mean things.
Are you sure primals are good?
No, I know for a fact. I've been watching his social media for a year.
Hmm.
Right. Primals, because it's a whole thing about the primal lifestyle. He lives these certain primal tenets. And one of the big primal tenets is that he lives naturally. He doesn't wash himself unless it's in a river. He doesn't cut or shave. He does not use any sort of artificial soaps. You must smell like a fucking diaper filled with a dead raccoon. He must smell like he must be disgusting. I can't even imagine. And then the other thing is that he only eats raw meat. So he said he only
organ
eats
meat specifically.
And organ meats. And well, he eats the tongue, like he eats the kidneys and shit like that. And again, everybody's been saying he's juicing. If you look at him, you know why he's juicing, because he has got a perfect body. And then the thing is about primals.
Well, he has the perfect steroid body.
Yes. But if you really lived primally, you would wax and wane. You'd go between skinnier when you are in the winter months where you've been eating grubs.
When you're not dehydrating, when you're hibernating.
When you're hibernating. And then you'd also go through kind of blubbier phases. You're not going to get cut. So then a YouTube channel leaked a series of emails about his fucking lie.
Long story short, he
quadrupled down saying that he has never once, ever touched steroids.
But now he has admitted to it. And he said, I lied. And he spends about $1,100 on them. But anyway, that's
not a crime story. It's like it's a lot of money. It's like $12,000 a month.
Was it 11,000 or 1,100?
No, 11,000. And it was his, this whole thing got dug out by a group, by a channel called More Plates, More Dates, which is a guy who quote unquote live natty. And that's me, man. I live natty. I'm all natural.
You are all natural. So that's a little update on the Liver King. And speaking of bizarre foods, there was a fella and he's a father and he lives in China and he has a daughter and his daughter was swimming in a stream. And then she got bit by a live crab.
I mean, it's very scary. I hate animals. This is what you're saying.
Yes, indeed. And so for revenge, the father said, you fucking bit my daughter. You bit my daughter. I'm going to bite you.
Yeah, man.
Very De Niro-esque of him.
Very much so.
Turns out the crab had the final revenge because it gave him a bunch of worms.
Well, it's kind of fun, right? Because unlike the Liver King, this man really did eat something. He sacrificed himself for his family.
Yes. Right? 2 months after 39-year-old, Lou from Zhejiang, which is I think I almost did that right, China.
Yeah.
He swallowed the crab. He went to the hospital. He's like, I'm not feeling so good.
Well, he did it to impress his daughter. His daughter thought it was so cute. He picked up the little crab. He went crunching his mouth. And she was like, oh, father.
Well, this is nice that he was protecting his daughter. I remember when a group of ruffians, they threw snowballs at me when I was 9 biking. I was on a bicycle and they threw snowballs at me.
What do you
think
was it about it? It was probably because you were tall and weird looking.
No, they were bullies. They were just mean. They were like old, in hindsight, they were like freshmen in college.
Yeah.
I think that they were stupid.
That's very much so. And that's the main thing. They're raging against the fact that you still have a future.
Yes, and my father went over there and he said, you fuck with my son again. But it was so weird because it was much less abuse than he gave me. But my dad said, you don't fuck with my son. I fuck with my son.
Do you think that, does that not feel weird? SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I know it's a new thing, right? You want to defend your kids. But my thing is that isn't that like the mafia? Does that make you look weak to the other kids? And now, your father's got to come and do your fights for yourself?
No, because they were old. They weren't kids my age. I handled my beefs.
Yeah.
I handled my feuds. Okay?
Yeah, I know. I've seen you handle some beef.
Absolutely. So this guy, again, he eats this crab in front of his daughter. His daughter's like, you're the best dad of all time. And then it turns out he went to the hospital and a test found changes to his chest, abdomen.
He was wriggling with worms.
And digestive system. And everyone's like, well, what the fuck is going on? And then the doctor was like, did you eat something special? And he said, well, I wanted to take revenge for my daughter, so I ate this live crab.
And they all were like, they high-fived him?
Yep. And he said, when we were by the stream, my daughter was pinched by a crab, so I got angry and put it in my mouth for revenge.
That's cute.
And then he was infected with at least 3 different parasites. So there you go. Well, so be careful.
There is a thing that they do. I think it's also medicinal. They said it was there's a folk remedy that they do where they take live raw crabs and they soak them in liquor. It's like alcohol.
Rice wine, I think.
They do that. But no, it is technically it is not recommended to eat anything raw that you just found on the beach. You should wash it because you saw the story with the guy with the slug. Who ate the slug and he fucking died. His whole body got ripped apart from the inside out from parasites. You really got to want to, what you're going to want to do with the crabs, you're going to want to get some, you're going to want to get a bunch of them. You want to get some potatoes. You want to get some corn on the cob. You want to cut that up. You want to get some bay spice. Honestly, that's my favorite. Then get some Old Bay. You pour it over that. You honestly, a nice beer boil. That's how you want to do it. That's medicine.
Although I'm not much of a shellfish guy, but they do say even if you bake it or if you pop it in the booze and you boil it, they say it's still not going to kill all the parasites.
No, it can't. No, it doesn't. You're embracing the chaos.
I wonder what that is. You know, when I was a child, I always said, well, what's wrong with having a big old worm in you? And it eats some of the food for you.
I just think
you
were lonely.
You know, well, it would be nice to have a friend like that, too. But it was kind of nice because you would hear stories about I ate and ate and I never gained any weight. And I was like, what happened?
You're talking about tapeworms.
Tapeworm.
Well, the thing about tapeworms.
But then I think slowly but surely.
No, it kills you. You're not getting any nutrients. You're starving. You're eating and eating and eating, but you're starving. Like, it's not a hot new diet.
And then I think you dump it out.
Yeah, well, that's the way to do it.
I think you kill it inside of you, and then you have to take and shit it out.
This might be fake, but I think what you do is ways to get rid of a tapeworm. I believe what you do is you put a bowl of, I've heard this, you put a bowl of milk on the ground.
No, you don't.
I mean this, and you
they go to the
squat
milk?
Over it.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
tapeworms go to the milk?
They go to the milk.
I think
milk.
This is an Italian.
And that you have
this
to
is
fish
a
it
tale.
Out.
Here
we
no,
go.
No.
Oh, here
no.
we go. Here we go. All right. Fastest way to get rid of tapeworms. No, well, this is just medication. That's dumb.
No, it's not.
No,
medication.
Bowl of milk. Way to get rid of tapeworms.
See, this is why
milk.
The world's so stupid. Bowl
How
of
do
milk.
You get used to tapeworms? Use it milk. Okay, here we go. This is on Quora, which is, know that this is, and it's just as good as Yahoo Answers, which means it's real, right?
First of all, you want to name the tapeworm. So it's Terry the tapeworm. And you need to give it autonomy and recognize that it's a sentient being and say thank you for eating all those cupcakes.
Oh, this says you can eradicate, fucking can't eradicate parasites with milk. Fuck you.
Even Quora says you can't do that.
How do you get rid of them? That's milk worms.
If it's too stupid for Quora.
No, there's something. I've seen this thing where a guy squatted over. I want to say it was beets. It was like soup. Uh-huh. And then the tapeworm crawls out of you looking for the soup.
Yeah, buddy. I don't think that was a medical video.
I'm not a fucking. Again, if you looked up how to get rid of tapeworms and it led you to this podcast, this is not real. You know what I mean? It's not real. The way you get rid of tapeworms is that you tape up their little faces, you feed them a bunch of Xanax so that they sleep so you can go out at night, and then you take their dead body, put it in the trunk of your car, drive around until it smells, and then you leave it someplace else. Yeah,
that's a squirrel, isn't it?
Yeah. That's how you get rid of a tapeworm.
The old Casey Anthony. By the way, fuck Peacock. They gave all of our money to Casey Anthony.
I mean, they did.
We were so close to getting a show, and then they were like, nah, give it to Casey Anthony. She murdered her child.
I made it through approximately 7 minutes of the new special. I would just, truly, and I will say this, I'm being neutral for a second. If you truly want to know what her point of view is, she says all the same shit in her trial coverage, which is on YouTube. So don't give Peacock the clicks.
Yeah.
If you want to see what her perspective is, it's already out there. And it's just another opportunity for her to make money off a story she already told. And if she was innocent, she wouldn't have done the documentary.
Absolutely.
I'm just putting that out there. If you're innocent, you want this shit to go away. You want to live your life in Fort Lauderdale. You want to be like, I'm so sorry about my daughter.
Well, she was just at that big party. You saw her at the concert, right?
Oh, yeah.
She was on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Well, also, Henry, just sticking in the medical realm,
I almost stayed entirely neutral.
You did almost, yeah.
Live from your grave.
This holiday season, if you're looking for a unique gift that inspires curiosity, travel, and culture, give the gift of Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson, and you can start having real-life conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. I love Babbel because it's helped me understand different cultures and different languages, and it's great when you're eating at fancy restaurants. Right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/left. That's babbel.com/left for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it, but guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Last podcast on the left is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine because if you do, it ain't coming back around. It is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. So let's say we're doing well so far. We're moving these picks. If you want to move the Judge Reinhold non-clothed edition of a horse picks on the Clydesdale, you can drag it straight to your cart. It's that easy. You also can drag an entire giraffe ride trip for your family. Because daddy gets the back of the head, right? You just drag that from the option menu straight to your cart and don't delete because I'll know if you deleted. I'll know if you did it. Thanks to Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Are you finding it harder to don latex and go out to the spank club at night? I know I am. Maybe it's that my rump has gotten softer, or my need for punishment by a big bone daddy is just not as strong as it used to be. But honestly, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin. I know, because when I go to the guy that hangs me upside down by my ankles and he plays with my nostrils with a feather and calls me his little panty boy, I'm like, what am I getting out of this? Like, why is this not doing this for me right now? I need to talk to my therapist. Because what's the right amount of socializing for you? I mean, me, I require at least 3,000 to 5,000 fans cheering me on in order for me to feel like I'm worth anything. But other people need less. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life. It doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/LastPod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LastPod.
I can totally see you doing this.
What?
You're old. You're in a hospital bed.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, beep. Love it. Okay.
Beep.
Yep.
Beep.
Oh, God, what's that fucking... Oh, God, I can't sleep.
A 72-year-old woman in Germany has been arrested after she allegedly twice switched off her hospital roommate's ventilator because she was annoyed by the sound it made.
I mean, that's just straight up.
I can totally fucking see you doing this.
Well, I have no real problems with noise. I have no problems with noise, really, as much as I have problems with light, right? Like, I need a pitch black room to sleep
yes,
in.
Yes, I agree.
Right? I'm like that. But it's hard because... You know that it's fake, right?
What?
Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, God.
What?
Inside stories help me go to gmail.com.
What are you wrong about?
That it doesn't make the beep noise when you die, when you code. I believe it goes silent and that the beep goes into the other room where the nurses are.
Well, there must have been some fucking noise
because she was probably
the 72-year-old... No, she was not even in an orgasm. No.
No, that's just old people noises.
The 72-year-old Vinny...
I'm sick of these Zoomers with their abortions.
She couldn't handle it. And she said, you know what? I'm just going to go turn that machine off. But it turns out that was a ventilator. Mm. And the person did it twice. And I think they were like, don't turn that off again.
Say, she's like, stop it. She's dying. Every single time you do that, she saw heaven for a couple minutes.
Yes.
Right? So like, which is actually kind of nice because at least she knows it's coming. So she can go, you shut it off. And she's like, and then she goes to the pearly gates and shit. And finally, click it back on. Shoot, back to this fucking horrible mess of a body.
But I was hanging out with Tupac.
Yeah.
So it was 8 p.m. and the lady said she felt disturbed by the noise coming from the oxygen device. So she cut it off, right? And then the suspect was informed by the hospital staff that the oxygen supply was a vital measure.
Oh, very much.
You can imagine.
It's oxygen. Yeah. It's not like it's an Arby sauce.
But then she is said to have, well, that might be mandatory also. Then she is said to have switched it off again at 9 p.m. The patient was 79 years old. And she still required intensive care. The suspect was brought before a judge before being taken to jail. But what are you going to do?
How old's the suspect?
72.
I
actually feel like when they're both in their 70s, there's something where it's like geriatrics just have a different way of doing stuff.
I mean, they got free love. They got free love. Marriage don't matter anymore because most of the time they're all dead.
Well, absolutely.
Right? You got to be, you know what? It's different because... We've also differed on this before where, I mean, and this is not just because of your past, where it's like, I do believe that, like, I don't care if you're 99, get that Nazi, put him in jail. I want him to die.
I don't think we really disagreed too much with it.
But I mean, like, in terms of they're that old, I don't care that it took so long to get him. Like, put him in fucking jail. So something like this is like, the thing about that 72-year-old is that you know for a fact, this is not the first time that person's been a total fucking mega bitch.
Right, no, I'm sure everything. She's not. I mean,
that
she is someone
is a difficult human being.
She just likes her silence.
Well, do you think she's going to get silence in jail?
Well,
it's a lot of people going
pretty
like,
old.
It's like, oh, people singing their old spirituals and guys working out going, women scissoring each other all night.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens there. But I don't know, because I also feel like she might be in old lady jail. And then old lady jail, you just sit there, you knit. It might be more peaceful than this hospital, but won't she just go back to a hospital? Because obviously she had to be there.
Yeah. I think she go back in jail. No, I think it's just
normal
jail.
But isn't it also, if it's, okay, but also she's paying good money to be there. Oh, this is Germany. Maybe they have like state healthcare.
Yeah, it's all paid for.
But nonetheless.
She committed murder.
It's expensive to be, and the person's still alive. It's expensive for the state to be there.
I misread this. I thought that they died.
No, they're just like back in intensive care. They're not doing good, you know, because she kept on being like, maybe you'll die now. And they're like, like they wanted the oxygen, you know. But I also think maybe the hospital could have been like, this bitch really don't like that sound. Can we find another room for her?
I mean, I feel like now we're bending over backwards. We're changing all these people around for this fucking bitch.
Just wheel them. Wheel them around. I've seen Exorcist 3.
Also, man, welcome to life. All right.
She's 72 years old, dude.
Yeah. Well, guess what? You should be used to noises by now.
No, right? But unless she's used to complaining about them.
I know, but that's the thing. You should be used to noises at this point. You're 72 years old.
I mean, I think over time you become less adapting to change noises that you don't like. I mean, she could have just played Murder, She Wrote a little bit louder. I don't know. She's German.
I weirdly think that as I get older, I'm just going to get more like, I don't know. I might like suck a dick when I'm 80.
That'll be great for you.
I feel like I'm like open up like all the way up. Like open all the way up. Like once it gets to the point where like who gives a shit? Like because you don't care what you look like anymore. That's kind of nice. You don't give a fuck about like, I mean, look at me. I'm always like, I'm always at the hot spots with the celebrities. I'm always at the height of fashion. And the idea of letting that pressure go. You know, like finally not having to be the coolest guy in the room, you're the hottest property on the lot.
You're like the height of 10-year-old fashion. A 10-year-old's fashion.
I dressed like the 13-year-old me wanted to dress, but my parents would let me because we were on a very strict budget.
Be the 13-year-old you always wanted to be, even if you're almost 40.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at boobies fucking every single second I can get at it because I remember when there was no internet.
Well,
but
fantastic.
I'm just saying, I feel like as you get older, you can always do the opposite. That's what I hope. I hope that by the time I'm 80, I'm so fucking groovy. You know, like whatever, man. If I can show me your pubes. Excellent.
Absolutely. We'll have a good time with it. It sounds like you'll be getting detained for different reasons when you're in your 70s.
No.
But this woman, anyway, she's facing a series of charges. But I don't know. Again, they're in their 70s. I think you let them have it because I remember grumpy old men. And you watch grumpy old men or grumpier old men.
Grumpier.
And they're both. It's both.
I do know. I actually kind of like grumpier. Because you
I love them both.
Because which one's with Sophia Loren, who was, ooh.
I believe that's the first one. I think so.
And no, the Anne Margaret was the first one, who's also so, she was hot beautiful. In that movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to find a, see, this is my problem. Anyway, that's a whole nother thing. But it's nice when they age.
You want to do the 3-hour long show of us listing our problems?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with
nice
us
when you,
personally?
When you project, like, what's someone going to look like in 50 years? You know, and you're like, still kind of hot. And then you're happy.
We got to look at the mom.
So anyway, there was a cop. You want to do this? This story is actually really fucking scary.
Yes, we have a very scary story and we have a more innocent story that I'm emailing you right now. Kissel, you can see this innocent story. But yes, let's cover this dangerous story first. Now, my main thing here is, right, the main message that this story is going to say is like, you got to watch what your children do.
You do.
You got to watch what they do. You got to fucking, I'm like this. And I've said this before. If I ever had a child, I'm going to be so far up their fucking ass. Like there's going to be cameras in the room. I'm going to fucking make
sure. That's horrible.
I'm not going to be cameras in the room. I can't see their penises. I don't want to. You only see your child's genitalia once.
I would do.
At the very top.
I would do one ring cam outside the front door.
Well, I'd go through their stuff. I'd go through all their properties, right? Yeah. I'd go through all their, like, as soon as they left, I'd go through all their closets.
I feel like it's really bizarre because I've heard people put in a bunch of cameras. I mean, obviously, you know, for security.
I don't like, Natalie and I both don't like, we don't have cameras inside the house. We're not paying attention.
That's what got Aaron Hernandez busted there because he walked into his own home, the former tight end for the Boston, for the New England Patriots.
Is that how we're remembering him? Is it like we're doing the O.J. Simpson thing with him? Well, we're going to do the thing
and murderer. I think he killed a man named Lewis. And then, of course, he killed himself because he thought that then his family would get the money that he had. But then that was not the case. But anyway, he walked into his own home and gave all the evidence, basically, because he had his gun. And he's like, oh, look at my gun. And
yes.
Anyway. So
yeah, no, never. Don't narc on yourself.
No.
Now, there's a guy named Austin Lee Edwards, who is a recently ordained police officer. Is that what you call it?
I don't know what the term is,
but he was in Virginia. He was 28 years old. He posed online as a teenager in order to quote unquote, this is like I use the word groom in this way quite correctly. This is a young girl who was the age of 15 years. She was 15 years old. And he did the whole thing. He pretended to be a 17-year-old. He talked with her online. There's no real information as to how he got to know her right now. I haven't found any of that yet.
It was just on one of these chat rooms, I think. Also, he's 28, right?
Yes.
I feel like you got to be 36 to be president. You should have to be over 30 to become a police officer.
Oh,
you know
sure.
How aggravating that is, especially as we get older? You get pulled over by a fucking 19-year-old.
By a child.
And you're just like, I know so much more than you. Yeah. You get 6 weeks of training. That's all.
Well, that's just
And
us.
Now you can kill me?
Wait till we're like 70. and literally everyone is younger than you. That it's got to be. That is the one thing it does get frustrating, why I'm going to be sucking dick and licking butt fucking doing DMT and shit.
We've all seen the footage, but I just feel like at least if they're 30, they might have a family. They know what a mortgage is. They know what like taxes are.
Well,
at least there's something. But,
also most serial killers start operating when they're 30 as well. So then you could also turn those genes could turn on and now you got a badge. Isn't that great? Yeah. It might have happened quite often. Okay. We don't really know. So he groomed this girl. He basically love bombered the whole thing. And he said, I want to come and meet you. And then he, as a 28-year-old, he shows up at this girl's house. He kills her mother, who is a single mother at home, kills her mother, kills her grandparents that also lived in the home, set fire to the home, and then left with the girl. Now, he was caught because a neighbor called
massive house fire.
Yes. And then, she saw a distressed girl, because now it's in this whole thing, right? They're going to tear this part of the case 6 ways from Sunday, talking about, did she go willingly? Is this kind of like how we got to the end of the Charles Starkweather series? And we said, you're so afraid. Because they're saying, she might not have had, a gun to her head, right? Whatever. But if you're so afraid, this man showed up, who's a trained police officer, who has taken you, he may not even need a gun to take you. Because now it's also the Charles Starkweather, sunken time and dependency thing, too, of, he's killed your parents.
Yes, you're fucked, dude.
You're now, your whole family's been wiped out. Now this dude that you're with is now the only person that you know in this room. So it's all fucked up, right?
She's 15. She didn't go with him willingly. She had no idea what the fuck she was doing.
And so they found him. The cops, they saw a girl go unwillingly. They said that it looked like she was under duress into the car. Then they saw the fire. They called the police. They finally got him up. They after a police chase. This is in Riverside, California. And then he blew his brains out in the car. The girl is unharmed.
The girl is good. I mean, she did lose her mother and her grandparents.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say psychologically.
And then, she did see this man shoot himself in the head. Although I will say one of the things about Los Angeles is the police chases. I watched one yesterday at Local News 5. And it was a white truck. It was a utility truck. And there were 5 people in it. They all looked to be around 19 to 20 years old.
Those are the ones who do it. Impetuous youths.
My goodness gracious. Everyone's like, there's just 2 people in there. It was a tiny car. And then there was a total of 5. It was like a clown car.
That's how we used to drive.
But you watch it, man. The guy ends up taking a turn. He skids out. And then, boom, the chase is over. But in this case, the chase ended with this guy blowing his brains out. But that is one fun thing that you can watch when you move out here.
I mean, well, dude, you know what? One day what we'll do, there's another episode I want last podcast to do. Have you ever heard anything about the North Hollywood Bank shootout?
Oh, my God. Yeah, where they were dressed like furnaces?
Yeah, yeah. It's
dude, that's why they got all the guns. That was so bad, as a matter of fact, they had to go to the cops had to go to a gun store and be like, give us your best stuff. And ever since then, they've been armed to the teeth.
Yeah, it seems that it set off a precedent that has not been good for the rest of them.
That video, if you haven't seen it, it is fucking nuts, crazy. Dude. Because they end up pinging the one dude in the shin. That was the first injury,
I
think.
Yeah, that's how they got him.
But literally, they were wearing
full body armor.
1,500 pounds of steel.
Have you seen the picture of this cop?
Austin Lee Edwards. No, let's see this guy.
Look at this fucking insult. Look at
he's such a cop.
He is just so gross.
He's got the big head. He's got the real landing strip chin. I don't know what's going on with that guy.
He's got preemie face.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's weird when a guy has a full fetus head, but he looks like fucking, what's his name? Like Elephant Man, not Alpha Man. He looks like from friggin'
Ron Howard's
Eraserhead, but the baby.
Eraserhead.
But then apparently what he did was that he had just purchased a home for $80,000 in Virginia.
In Virginia?
Yeah. And I think, and he blacked out the windows to his home.
Oh my God. So he's going to make a torture dungeon.
Oh yeah. It was going to be a whole thing. And they caught him he was wearing this weird trench coat to hide when he was signing up for utilities and shit. Yeah. He was going to make it a murder house. Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. Wow. There was just also that case we covered a couple of weeks ago where that person, oh God. Anyway, that's horrible. Michelle Blandon, she says, parents, please, please know your child's online activity. Absolutely.
So, I mean, again, you can't blame the child for this.
You know what I would do?
They get ripped up.
No, you don't. That's why you have parenting. But I would give my kid, I say, you know what, kid? You know what I used to do? Porno mags.
Well,
because that's the only reason that the kid needs to really be online.
Oh, no, they like the games.
No, they can have a PlayStation.
Yeah, it's true.
But you can meet people on PlayStation too, but it's just not quite as
nasty.
Sina
Ghaznavi.
You meet smart people.
Because Cena does yell at you. If you do play Call of Duty, you will eventually meet Cena Ghaznavi. He's on there, and he is vicious on that headset.
Absolutely. So that's what I would say. So you get cherry like everybody else, and you pick through some of the nasty photos, and you find what you like, but you're not looking on that GD computer, and you're not getting a fucking smartphone. These things are going to... I'm not getting
smartphones. I can't wait to get rid of this goddamn smartphone. I can't wait to do it. I hate it! Except I love Google Maps.
I like it for our little stories here so we can thumb through, but other than that...
I went and sent you this thing. Also in Idaho. Very strange. Mysterious unidentified booms. These are one of these things that I like, you know, because this is like high strangeness adjacent. Like, I love the phantom noises. We've done these before. People have heard these giant booms in the sky. That style, like, it sounds really crazy. It sounds like an explosion. And here's another one. And I want to play the audio of it so that you guys can hear that it was recorded. Mm-hmm. This is why I think this one's different than the other ones that I've seen. It's because someone actually caught it and they don't know where the fuck this noise came from. Now, this came from Kootenai County. I believe that that's how it's pronounced.
I'm sure you nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
And this is in Idaho. North Idaho.
North
Idaho. Here we go. And I'm going to play this noise out loud for you.
What is going on in Idaho?
You hear that boom?
Oh, I've been to the bathroom before, my friend. That's what that sounds like to me.
It was crazy. They said they felt it too. They felt the explosion everywhere. There is no, they thought that maybe there was a train, it was an explosion at a train yard, but they couldn't find that. I got this
The sheriff said that they said it was a sonic boom.
But they're just saying that.
Well, but that's the information we have.
But you would need, the problem is that they're saying, they have concluded that it was likely, quote unquote, a sonic boom related to aviation or space, but we need the flight patterns.
You're
going to want to
get the flight patterns on that.
Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, you're going to want to get the flight patterns there.
But no, you want to, we don't know if there were the planes that can make the sonic booms.
Sonic boom.
I think, like, what planes make sonic boom?
Oh, I think a whole bunch of them make the sonic boom. Well, either way,
what
isn't
jets
that exciting?
Make sonic booms. Right, because there's the F-22 does it, F-15, but again, yeah, they would have to be strafed because they also felt it down on the ground. They don't know what the fuck happened. It is, if you have any sort of experience with a phantom boom, side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. I love that type of shit. They didn't know where it came from. And again, we don't know. We don't know, Kissel.
We simply do not know.
But do you see how they also revealed that new top secret plane? I believe called the B-21
bomber.
Oh,
I did see that. Yes.
The B-21. Mm. And that was what was probably seen in the surveillance footage. Mm. That dude that was doing the Area 51 website. That's like that's kind of the postulate, is that that's why he was arrested, is that he revealed that
it's not nearly top secret. It's not nearly as fun as the B-52 plane.
No.
Because they're always partying and having a good time.
Oh, you're talking about Love Shack.
Love Shack? Yes.
I was kind of had a crush on that one woman with the big,
beautiful,
like, beehive.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I liked her.
Moving on, in Arizona, thank God this man has been caught. His name is Samuel Bateman.
Oh, no, change. Can you please tell me his middle name?
It's... I believe it's Rapey.
It's Rapley.
It's Rapley.
Rapley is the way you say it. It's how you say it, but you'd say, but it's more of an adjective for what his activity was like. Rapely.
So,
because he was, of course, he is a boutique cult leader that is a part of a fringe group that is a side to the Fundamental Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He's a fake Mormon. And he just got busted with three of his child brides in a U-Haul truck with a fake living room put inside of it. That a TV set, and it had a couch in it, and they were forced to shit in a bucket, and he was trafficking them across state lines. And it's looking like he has something like
20
child brides. One might be his own daughter.
Yes. Authorities found three girls between the ages of 11 and 14 in the trailer of a U-Haul. It had a makeshift toilet. And couch, camping chairs, no ventilation.
Apparently what he did was that he was in his car where he had his revelation that he needed to have brides.
What a revelation.
Brides.
Whoa, I just got hit with it. Whoa.
But he was in the car. This is really disgusting. He was in the car with his daughter and his former wife, right? And he turned to his new daughter.
I mean, by wife,
like,
it's another like 10-year-old.
No. This is before he became a polygamous cult leader.
Okay.
What he was saying to his daughter was like, you had that dream that I'm your husband. We can make that real, where your father can be what? Don't you want to be a wife to your father?
That's so disgusting.
Yeah, it's not good. And then the wife was like, didn't like it.
Yeah, and I would think that that would be a problem.
She took the daughter, but then he's now been finding a way. But now, yeah, that's what he's been doing. He's been building up this group of children that he just loves.
And believe it or not, of course he doesn't. He hates them, and he's a predator. But
he's not good. Guy.
He was one of the most trusted followers of the now imprisoned leader, Warren Jeffs.
No way!
Yes, but Jeff...
What?
I know.
No!
But in a...
I thought Warren had such good taste in people.
No, indeed he's not. Hopefully he's getting absolutely destroyed in prison. I'm sure he is. But apparently, Jeff's recently denounced Bateman. So in a written revelation.
After, in 2023, can we no longer use the word denounce or rebuke?
Denouncing.
Can we just, because that is just the dumbest, like, it's just like, huh, what a creep. As he says there with like girl's panties wrapped around his fucking glasses. It's like, ugh. What a creep. At least I married him first.
Yeah, his name is Samuel Rapey Lee Bateman.
Yeah, he did his whole life. And, he was born how he lived. So just like that. But yeah, he's saying that
if convicted, Bateman only faces a maximum of 20 years in prison. But on each federal charge.
No, look at the
charge.
Duggars, man. Look into what happened with Josh Duggar. I can't believe how little jail time he got. It's the same thing, man. Listen, if you want to know more about the Duggars and this whole community, listen to Someplace Underneath. Natalie and Amber do a full deep dive into this whole community.
I'm happy that they take the lead on that stuff.
I
don't want to know about the Duggar family because that's 18 and holding, right? 18 and counting.
18.
That was the reality show.
No,
but then they got up to like 20 some kids.
It's not good. It's again, it's just like there should be a cap.
Maybe, but there was that other reality couple, the Chrisleys.
Well, that's there's the Chrisleys. They are now in jail too. It seems to be a running theme. But yeah, he's a bad guy. And he said that he could magically reinstall hymens using the power of God. Isn't that nice?
Well,
isn't that nice? God takes him. He goes, he wakes up every day. He gives somebody else new AIDS. He figures out a new way to hide the chupacabra.
That's
and
nice.
Then he fucking puts all these hymens back in these child brides. God, how do you do it? He must get up early.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he's a big guy. Him and the Rock. I wonder what God's workout routine's like.
I don't think that he would really have to if he was real. But anyway, there you go. So that's disgusting. And thank God that man has been arrested. And hopefully he spends the rest of his days behind bars.
Yeah, I hope he at least a bunch of them. And then when he's in jail, hopefully then somebody fixes it.
Live from your grave.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Well, just lastly for me, dude, he was a tree trimmer. He died, and it's very sad.
Great Kissel. I love the way that we end the episode on all the sad stuff.
Yes. So a local tree trimmer contractor was doing some work, right? And then one of the employees became, he was like, oh, what's going on here? Let me do this. Anyway, long story short, he fell into a wood chipper.
I mean, again, and, it's Christmas. Technically, it's that's horrible. A fun thing in a way. If this was a scene from a Christmas-based horror movie, it would be kind of fun. It's like you're sitting inside and you're looking to see the guy go, oh, like, you know, about to fall off the roof. He falls into the wood chipper, squirts all his fucking, like, his guts all over the house. Parents come home. They think it's all fun, new Christmas decorations.
Well, it's not Halloween.
Like, that's kind of fun. They go, like, but yeah, it's the idea. It's like, you know, why can't we put some Halloween into Christmas?
Joseph Joey Wesley Menar, 46, working at the home there in Owensboro.
Yeah,
then he just fell.
Yeah, he just fell in a wood chipper.
You never know how you're going to go, though.
Well,
you never know.
You know how you know that, you know how your wood chipper related incidents go up?
Oh.
The more you dangle above them.
Yeah, and well, that was my only question.
You just really got to be very careful with these things.
He's putting the lights on there. I don't know why they were like, let's put the wood chipper here.
It's because you're trying to get it all done in one go, man. You're trying to, I'm one of those. I get all the groceries in one go. I don't care how difficult it is. I don't care that literally my pants fall down if I have two things in my hands.
Yeah.
All right. I know that I'm already here. The neighbors, if they want to see me with my pants around my ankles, fucking get in line.
It is kind of funny, right, because when you fall down, you have all your milk all spills all over you.
I get
stuff.
It. It's a fun time. It's a fun time to watch a man bumble things.
Foul play is not suspected, but.
No, yeah, of course not. No, he just fell in the wood chipper. He died like Clark Griswold. And it's very, it's going to happen to us because that is how more men, I believe it's between the ages of 35 and 50, die over heart disease.
Just falling over.
Fucking
accidents.
Home accidents. You got to be real careful. All right, because you've seen it. How many times, Kissel? Like, honestly.
I fell this year. This year has been horrible.
Yeah, you really got hurt. You really, really got hurt. And I've done those where you've just been like, whoa, I almost fell in the street just then. Like, you know, got tripped over a thing.
Yeah.
Almost like fell into traffic where you definitely would have been dead.
Absolutely. Yeah, especially in New York. It used to happen more when you were walking so much. All right. Well, let's do Hero of the Week.
All right. Hero
of the Week. Grandmothers. Who doesn't love them?
My grandmother was actually a terrible woman.
Well, my grandmother was, one was very nice and one was kind of mean. The irony is the one that was nice was the German one. Mm. The one that was mean with Lutheran.
Yes, well, I mean, it makes sense.
But she was still kind of fun. She called my little brother Chipmunk because she hated chipmunks. Or was it Squirrel? I think it was Squirrel.
Yeah, she was the difficult one.
She was. She would force all the men to drink so she could have sex with them. But anyway, this grandmother... Her name is Cheryl Skidaus.
Skidaus.
She's in her 70s. And you know these kids, what are they like? Superhero movies. So she was filmed watching all the Marvel superhero movies in a marathon. It included 30 films. And she was taking notes the whole time. And she was taking notes so she could relate to her children.
This is just advertising for Marvel.
So
this is just
Cheryl
Disney,
from Gainesville.
This is more Disney propaganda.
She has 13 grandkids.
The grandparents from Ump. Should be a Pixar movie.
Ump.
But from the grandparents from Up, would have no one would have cared.
They don't have any grandkids. They had a miscarriage. That was the entire fucking beginning of that
Who
movie,
cares?
Which is why he liked the short fat kid that came to his house.
I know.
Thank God that turned out as good as it did. Technically, it was a nightmare.
Yeah, because if Up was about his erection.
Okay, there we go. So they got 13 grandkids ages 6 to 22. And she was like, I want to relate to them. And so she said, I'm going to take notes and watch all of the Marvel movies.
She should have taught them about the history of systemic racism.
She could have as well. But don't you learn that a little bit through the films? She just finished 2017 Spider-Man's Homecoming, where her notes are revealed in one clip. She says, okay, according to Jackson, her favorite film so far is Thor because, quote, the actor is hot. The family loves it, he said.
I just can't believe deep a chill this grandmother is.
We all think Gran is getting the recognition she deserves for being an amazing grandmother because they put her taking notes on TikTok. Like,
no, they're going to bring her to, she's going to go onto some comic book forum. She's going to end up saying something being like, all superheroes should be white. Or like someone's going to come out and you're like, well, you know, grandma, let's take those notes. Oh, it was cute when you had these notes, huh? You know, like move her away from the cameras, just being like, I got something to say about the Jews. And you're like, grandma, let's just stick to Iron Man.
Well, isn't she timely then? Isn't she timely? So this is her Spider-Man note. She says, Homecoming date Liz is the Vulture's daughter. Vulture threatens to kill Peter. Ned helps.
Superman.
But you can also just go on Wikipedia and get the plot.
Yeah. But then she says Spider-Man trapped in collapsed building. And then he's and then she says, in quotes, if you're nothing without the suit, you shouldn't have it. That was a quote. And then she says Vulture takes over Stark plane, battles with Spider-Man. Explosion.
This is just
Spider-Man saves Liz.
This is you clumsily reading the scattered notes of an ancient woman. Like this is just this is not radio.
It is radio.
Look
at those notes.
Spider-Man, yeah, sure. I don't even think she wrote this.
Well, it looks like she did because
I think fucking Robert Downey Jr.
Difficult to read.
It does, honestly. The letters are very big.
Yes. All right, everyone. So you're the hero of the week, this grandmother, Cheryl Skidos. There you go.
That's fine.
Isn't that nice?
It's whatever.
13 grandkids.
I mean,
I always wondered what it would be like to have a big family like that.
She had a big pussy. You should actually really go out there and, like, you know, just sample some.
I know. I got to start seeding soon.
Oh, God.
That's what they say.
Oh, God. I can't deal with the Nick Cannon drama.
No, I don't want to have
you balancing all of your side families.
No, it'll be all one. It's going to, whatever.
Here we go. Let's try for some listener emails. I grew up in a rural Arizona town noted for hauntings and paranormal activity. Now, I'm no stranger to oddities and things that go bump in the night. When I got older, I moved to the city and I lived in a fairly normal urban life. Recently, however, with the rise of prices and rentals, my family got driven out to the rural suburbs surrounding the city.
Oh, sorry about that. That fucking sucks.
Hey, man, suburbs are nice. Get in there. You know what I mean?
Is that where they want to be?
I don't know. Now, specifically, the place we are renting now is so far outside the city to the south of that it's the south of me is just a giant field of corn. Tall, stately, waving corn.
I love it.
When we moved in, I used to joke with my wife that the corn was calling me, that one day I would just drive out into the corn and never come back. I get it. And it was all in good fun. But as time passed, I felt myself more and more drawn to the corn for
he's getting drawn to the corn, huh?
It was always in the back of my mind, like an itch between your shoulder blades that you can't scratch. Like the ow, ow, my Gucci.
Why are you bringing back? I don't even care about Megan. I don't even care. Whatever. She can do whatever she wants. But why are you listening to it?
I'm just saying, I never chose to listen to the song one time.
Okay.
But it's like the corn.
Go to the corn.
I would be driving home and I'd pass the turnoff of the corn. Normal turn and just drive out to the field. I couldn't explain it. It was a compulsion. Finally, one day, I did just that. I was on my way home early and I had a bit of time to burn, so I decided I would just drive out to the corn.
Drive out to the corn.
See what's what. See what's going on.
Yeah, why not?
Take a look at this corn, right? But think about this corn. I'm with you. I get it.
Yeah, right? It's okay.
And I turned off the main road into a scraggly dirt road that ran straight as an arrow through the middle of the cornfield, and I drove until all I could see was corn on every side of the road. Headed off into the horizon. Now, I stopped.
Yeah.
And I got out, and it felt right. Right? It felt like this is where I should be. Right? Now, I don't really remember what happened next too clearly, but I do recall driving up to our townhouse and realizing the sun had gone down.
Wow.
So I had been gone for at least an hour. Right? My wife demanded to know where I had been, as she had tried to call and text, and I hadn't answered.
Uh-oh.
And when I told her that I had went to the corn, she thought I was pulling her leg, and she got really angry.
Oh, that sounds fun.
She refused to believe I'd spend an hour or two just standing in the corn, ignoring my phone. It does sound like you're also using side stories to cover your affair.
It might be.
Like, this is all you're trying to create a whole system.
Well, it's only an hour.
That's right. I mean, also, is it nice to just be unavailable?
You also live in the suburbs now. You get one affair a year.
Yes, because you have to. Because everybody
nothing
does.
Else to do.
Just
nothing
know that if you're fucking, your wife's got to fuck too. Everybody's got to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I do recall clear as a bell, though, was that a few weeks later, I was lying in bed. It being the weekend, I had nothing planned, so I was awake but not getting up, just sort of relaxing. When suddenly, I had a blinding pain in my head. Like someone had punched me in the sinuses. I couldn't see. My whole world was just pain. I curled into a ball and I was screaming. My wife told me that for hours, I just lay there screaming in pain, my nose bleeding constantly, clutching my head. And it wasn't until about 4 p.m. that day that it had stopped as mysteriously as it had begun. Like flicking a light switch, suddenly there was no more pain. Now, I could see again and my nose stopped bleeding. We knew between COVID and other things that we shouldn't take anything for granted. So I got dressed up for us to go to the ER or urgent care. We got a sitter for the kids and you stepped outside and I could finally see it. All the way to the horizon, the entire cornfield, it had been knocked down.
Hmm.
Harvesters had come in and stripped all the corn, and all that was left were just some sad broken stalks and empty dirt. Talking to
farmers.
Neighbors.
They're just farmers.
No, corn rapists. Right? Talking to neighbors. Now, we confirmed they started right around the time my fit started, and it obviously just finished up. We went to the ER, and they did a CAT scan and an MRI and other imaging and told me that they couldn't find anything. But if it came back, right, to go straight to the ER while it was happening to schedule a follow-up with my doctor, nothing came of it. And you went by and they replanted the corn.
Yeah,
but now whenever I drove
farm.
Past, no, it's a corn rehabilitation center.
It's okay.
But now whenever I drive past or think of the corn, instead of a compulsion to go into the fields, I get a deep dread and loathing. I want to hurry home as humanly fast as humanly possible.
Great.
I couldn't even force myself to turn into the corn.
Couldn't even
again.
Do that.
Not even as a test.
Yeah, look at that. All right. Yeah. Reminds me of the beginning of that one film. I forget the name of it entirely.
Corn.
No, it's a,
no. There was that one that
was really good.
Corn.
No, it wasn't
Stephen
corn.
King. It was a corn-based horror film, not Children of the Corn.
No, well, Children of the Corn's fantastic.
No, it was like a field.
No, it was
not Children of the Corn.
Dead End. No, not
Corn.
End times.
Ten horror movies set on farms. It wasn't that one. It was
in
the blades of the tall grass. In the tall grass.
Oh yeah, that's a good one there.
That's the one you're thinking.
No, it's not. It starts.
That's the one where it's the compulsion to go out into the.
No,
grass.
I'm not talking about that one though. This is the foreign film where it starts where they're in a car accident in the field, and then I believe a metal object, a saw or something comes and takes her freaking head off.
Oh, are you talking about? Wow, this is terrible. Again, we're just guessing
dead end,
things.
Dead End.
We're just saying things. It doesn't. But we've forgotten we're recording.
Is that it?
That is it.
All right.
If you remember what he's talking about, God help us all.
Oh, High Tension.
Yes, Haute Tension. It's French.
High Tension.
And you got to get to live out there every day knowing for a fact. Sometimes you got to follow your base impulses, right? I think it's important sometimes live your life in the moment. Go into the corn, right? Go into the corn.
If it's your corn.
No, you know what? Corn belongs to God. All right? Technically, it belongs to every Native American. So ask a Native American first. Am I allowed to go into the corn? Going in the corn, right? Is that bad? I don't know.
You can. We used to drink in cornfields all the time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. You can drink anywhere. I drink in my home.
Yeah, but when you're a kid, you can't drink anywhere.
But you go out there, right? Follow those compulsions. Do steroids if you want to not be natty. You're right. You can just tell people you're natty. It's not anybody's business if you're doing steroids or not. If you're not selling supplements.
You have to be on a cycle with a doctor.
But it's the thing. If you're not doing supplements and telling people that you're natty for a living, right? Then you can do it all you want and get thick. I'm going to do it.
No, you're not.
I'm going to spend, again, in my 60s, I'm
going
to get big.
You're not going to do it.
I'm going to get, before I become gay in the 80s, I'm going to be big and muscular in the 60s.
Great.
Right? I'm going to go through every phase. I'm going to be every version of every man that's ever been.
To be honest with you, you've kind of settled on one.
It does seem to be inescapable. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is like this. Right. And then you laugh at everybody who bought your supplements because you told them you were natty, and you laugh at them and you take their money because you don't give a fucking shit.
Well, that was the only problem.
I mean, that's the thing. And that is the problem. That is the problem, right? And you also, you're in the corn, man. Laugh about it. Did it. Live your dream.
Absolutely. Right? I feel like...
Love your corn. Love your perfectly sculpted body. You know what also with the problem with, you know what was the Liver King's downfall? He was mad at his love handles. Love your love handles.
Yeah, who cares?
Because he's saying that was his problem. That's why he got onto the cycle, was because of his love handles.
Again, it's fine that he can do whatever he wants, but he lied.
He lied?
But that's all right. I'll forgive him. I'll forgive him. The pressures of social media, huh? I think he got overwhelmed. I think he got way over his head.
No, he said it
He's
up.
Very short.
Well, he said in the emails that he was like, I'm trying to get up to 1 million followers. I have this whole idea. He was basically said that it was all a put on.
Oh, yeah.
Not a single bit of it was natural. Mm-hmm. Like, he had set up a whole lifestyle to do it like this. But he did technically did eat the liver, and he did
he
eat the stuff.
He does eat that stuff.
Yeah, he does eat that stuff. But he also uses steroids.
Yeah. Anytime you're like something king, it just seems like you're getting ready for a downfall.
Yeah, Tiger King.
Yeah, Liver King.
Burger King. What's going to happen?
Well, of course, down under, it's Jack's.
You see that Papa John's getting jiu-jitsu.
Is that right?
Yeah, man. He's getting like an anaconda.
All right, whatever keeps him from doing horrible things.
I think it's going to help him do horrible things.
It might. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Yeah. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah, see. I'm coming to your house. Why don't I come to your fucking house?
Go to the corn.
Go to the corn.
Go to the corn.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.